For what the law was powerless to do in that it was weakened by the sinful nature, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering. And so he condemns sin in sinful man, Romans 8:3. We've been studying the book of Jeremiah in worship service at Foundations Bible Church. And as hard as the lessons are to hear in the message that they present, it has been good to dig deeper into the Word and to put a name and a face to our sin. We too often use the word sin rather lightly, or we don't recognize that what we're doing is sin, or how the way that we look at something and then turn away from the conviction of it, it will lead us down a path to where we no longer look at the signs around us and will ignore the warnings that the Lord sets before us. With the time that we have spent in Jeremiah, it has been eye-opening to see the subtlety of sin and of how when called by another name it can hold another meaning in our eyes and to our hearts. But in the eyes of God, it is what He says it is, and it will bring about what He says will come. And if we're not willing to look, to learn, and to listen at, from, and to Him, then we have none other but ourselves to complain to. And on the day of His choosing, we will each of us answer for the lives we lived or chose not to. From 1 Corinthians 11:32, when we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be condemned with the world. Jesus came so that we would not be condemned with the world. He came down from heaven. He lived as a baby, as a young man, and would fill the role of Messiah, Savior to a world that did not want him, and a people that did not welcome him, and who would in fact, by their rebellious ways, bring to fulfillment the prophecy of old. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. And the punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds we are healed. Isaiah 53. The prophet Isaiah had proclaimed also that the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. And on those living in the land of the shadow of death a light has dawned. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9. Of him it was said, 600 years before his appearance, that he was oppressed and afflicted, and yet he did not open his mouth, that he was led like a lamb to slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is silent, and so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. Isaiah 53. Jesus would cry as he overlooked Jerusalem the day that he entered the city for the last time before his death, because she would not turn from her wicked ways, and her people could not see that in their midst stood the Son of God. And his heart broke for the pain her people must bear, and for the hard times that she unknowingly was welcoming. He said, if you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. He would then continue on the night of his arrest in the garden, praying and asking if the cup may be taken from him. But if not, that not his will be done, but the Father's will be done, as that was what he was committed to, and it was what he would accomplish. Of his first coming, he came to die. At his second coming, it will be to rule and to reign. From Philippians 2:15, do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation, in which you shine like stars in the universe. This call, our reminder to look back on the journey that was taken by Jesus, he himself the only perfect one, to be born of the flesh, and by his stripes we have been healed. We've been given a new heart, and with that we are to seek the face of God, who alone can redeem us from the grip of sin, and who can give us the power of self-discipline to overcome our sinful nature. We are to be found in the world, but not of it. In Hebrews 12, in your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. And you have forgotten that word of encouragement that addressed you as sons. My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you. Because the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes everyone he accepts as a son. Our father disciplined us for a little while as they thought best. But God disciplines us for our good, that we may share in his holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. When it feels as though separation has come upon you from our Heavenly Father, remember these words of encouragement. What we go through day to day, what we suffer through, the choices that we make and the consequences that we have to lay claim as our own, although they may hurt, although we may not understand the why, the how, the what for, we can understand the purpose of them if we have a strong foundation of trust in our relationship with our Lord. What he does for us, not against us. What he does because he loves us. And from 1 Thessalonians 2 and 13, and we also thank God continually because when you received the word of God which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but as it actually is the word of God, which is at work in you who believe. These times that we live in are dangerous times. There no longer are any normals. But every day, what was now is not. And depending on how the wind blows is how the times will be determined. Men no longer recognize the ways of God, nor do they resemble him in his nature in such a way as to be recognized as such by others. The world is in a free fall, and the laws and the rules and considerations are quickly becoming a thing of the past. And for this group of people, the true danger to them is in who they believe and in what they believe. It is only to those who have placed their trust in the Lord that these days will make any sense at all, and we watch as the way is being prepared for the return of Jesus Christ. And from 2 Peter 3, but do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise as some understand slowness. He's patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and the heavens will disappear with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. And since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. That day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt in the heat. But in keeping with this promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness. So then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with him. And bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation. Peter tells us that we are to make every effort to be found spotless, and that means that when we sin, we confess it, we acknowledge what we have done, and then we repent of our sin by turning from it and watching so that we do not get caught up in it again. We are told to be blameless. This does not mean perfect. But it does mean we are to be found wholehearted, and that means we have a heart that is not divided between the things of the world and the things of God. It means that we have given ourselves over to him, and we are looking for the day when the work he has started in us will come to its completion, and we will see him face to face, and we will know a life that we could have known no other way. Finally, to be at peace with him. Well, when you are in love, there is nothing else that can take your eye off of your lover. There is nothing that will take you away from them, and that relationship will know a sweetness. With Jesus and by his blood, by the sacrifice that he made, he has brought you to this place of peace, a peace that can only be found in him, a peace not of this world. He will take you home to meet his Father, and for you, by his forgiveness of sin, by his gift of salvation, by the covering of his blood shed for you, your life will be beyond words, eternal, and all because he loves you. This is the true Christmas story. This is the gift that God gave to the world through his Son Jesus. Life can be made known and whole by the wonderful things that he has done. Praise God for life and the abundance of it. For you he came, and for you he will come again. Maranatha.